Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in outer East Montpelier now with Rob, who's a fellow I've been talking to off and on for various reasons. But I think it all got started because of the chicken. Thanks for having me out here.
It's a delight to have you, Buck.
So how did you get started in chickening?
We got started maybe 3 years ago. And it was something we'd been thinking about for a couple of years, kept putting off. We didn't have anywhere to put them. We had no coop. And finally, I just ordered some chicks, so I had to create a coop before they arrive. Sometimes I'd be out running around here. At the time, I was running a lot, and I would come across chickens in the road, and that would kind of crack me up. It looked like fun. And we've known some people that have chickens and raved about having chickens and having fresh eggs. I remember one woman in particular saying that it was almost magical to go out to the coop in the morning and find this perfect little egg waiting for her. And that just sounded kind of neat. We've only lived out in the country here for 7 years or so. And to have chickens running around sounded fun.
Did you have any agricultural background at all in your past?
Not a peep.
But you had some animal background.
Well, my wife's a veterinarian. So she does have some animal background. She's had her arm inside of a cow, but she's never dealt with chickens that much, if at all. I don't think she had a chicken rotation in vet school.
How did your expectations compare with what actually happened?
I think it's been way more fun than I figured. First of all, I was not that into eggs at the time. To me, an egg was an egg. But now I know the difference between my eggs and a store-bought egg. But also, it's just really fun to have the chickens walking around. It's fun to be doing the dishes and look up and have the chickens walk by or look out the front window and they're walking down the road. And I love that people have to slow down because the chickens are in the road half the time. They're just fun.
So they're traffic calming on your street.
They are. They're like mobile speed bumps, except none of them's been bumped yet.
Wow, and none of them's been bumped. That's great.
Yep.
Our folks are generally looking out for something on your street, though, right? Or not?
Not always. So we get people just flying through on their way to Canada or someplace.
What do your neighbors think? Do they all have chickens, too? Does everybody have chickens?
Actually, our closest neighbors, we are the only folk that I can think of that have chickens. We have some neighbors three houses down that way. You can't tell which way that way is on the radio, but east of here. They have a couple of horses and some rescued goats, and they've talked about getting chickens, but they just haven't got around to it yet.
The chickens are just hanging out underneath a pine tree here, and it's pretty open. I don't even see where the coop is. Are they free range all the time, or just when you're home, or?
They're free range all the time during the day. We lock them up at night in the coop.
How'd you make your coop?
My coop is actually attached to the back of the garage, where the cars are, and although around here people sometimes call that a barn, but it's not a barn, it's a garage. And the coop used to be an old woodshed. It was fallen down. It was full of junk. And I spent about a month hoisting it back up, giving it a new floor, and putting walls around it.
It wasn't until you actually ordered chicks that you figured out you can repurpose that. Is that what you told me before?
Right, yeah, exactly. I had to do something.
Right, but, well, it just goes to show you, chickens get you thinking.
Right, yeah. I'm not a builder either, so right. Chickens got me building.
What do you think is the most interesting thing that you've learned from or about chickens?
I've learned that they have unique personalities. I think that's kind of interesting. At least some of them do. Some of them kind of blur together for me. It might be breed specific. The barred rocks to me are sort of indistinguishable. But some of the other breeds we have, they have names and the distinct personalities. I don't know if they're really smarter than I figured, but they do have personalities.
Do you interact with some of them more than others?
Definitely. We have one rooster, and he's very interested in interacting with us. If I ever head down toward the garage with a load of garbage or something to take out, he's very curious about that. He wants to come see if it's scraps or whatever.
How often does he crow?
He crows every night and every morning, sometimes in the middle of the night.
Does it keep you up?
Sometimes I'm aware of it, but it doesn't keep me up. It's sort of background noise to me, and none of the neighbors care about that. I don't know if it's because they're far enough away that it's not an issue, but I think the ones that I've asked, they sort of like it.
Mm-hmm. What's the most fun thing that's ever happened with chickens?
I think that my chickens are sort of like you. They're natural chicken ambassadors. And we had a couple guys here this summer repainting the house, and I'd be at work, and lunchtime would come. I'd check in with the dreaded Facebook, and there would be a picture of my chickens on the picnic table having lunch with the painters. And they're sharing their sandwich with the chickens and having a great old time. And at least one of them is planning to get chickens now.
So you're a musician. I say anybody who dabbles in music is a musician. No, really, that's me. You know, I mean, there have been times when people have walked up to me and accused me of being a musician. And I just think, how do you know that? You know, in times in my life when I wasn't playing, I play a lot now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you can always spot another musician. So you've got that mindset. Have you noticed the musicality about the way chickens communicate?
For some of them, I definitely have. Yeah, we have one chicken in particular who's very musical. She has a sort of a boop, 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 boop sort of chirping that she does, which is kind of fun.
So when Orchid is making her sound that's kind of musical, what band or musical group or musical genre does it remind you of?
I would say it's sort of new wave era. It's sort of a little bit experimental, like maybe a Brian Eno. It's not exactly ambient, but sort of electronica, early electronica, maybe Kraftwerk.
So what about the children's? You've got two children.
I have two children, as I like to call them. Fergus is 12 and Nora is 9. They're at school right now. So Nora in particular is disappointed not to be here for meeting you, but maybe she can meet you later.
Yeah, I mean, we can even get a little snippet from her.
Yep.
How do the children feel about the chickens? What's the interaction?
Well, when Fergus was younger, when we first had chickens, there was a day when we had raked some leaves. He was doing the typical autumn thing of jumping in the leaf pile, and the chickens were very interested in this. What we didn't realize is one of the roosters was very agitated by this, and we didn't recognize the behavior at the time. We were new to chickens, and this one particular rooster actually went after Fergus and clawed his leg. And so that sort of has tainted chickening for Fergus. He likes the idea of chickens, but mostly from afar. He doesn't, our one remaining rooster in particular, he doesn't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, on the other hand, loves the chickens and will happily go collect eggs from the coop. And she's the one who's named pretty much all of them. And she's named some of, we have a new flock that just joined us this spring. They don't all have names yet, but she's responsible for the nomenclature of our coop.
Well, thanks a lot for having me over here, and
it's been great, Bucky.
Yeah.
I love your coat, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know, some folks have been commenting since I've been in Vermont about my sartorial style, but I'm an urban farmer, and I try to live it.
It's over and above for Vermont style, so I'm very impressed.
Thank you very much. I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
I never did catch up with Nora, except for a brief introduction. But I did want to get her on the show, and I was particularly interested in hearing her methodology of chicken nomenclature. So tune in next week for a special correspondent episode of Bucky, where Rob interviews Nora.
Bucky, Bucky the Core.